This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Somebody says on the text line, I've been to countries in the Middle East that don't have daylight saving time. The sun will be high at 4 o'clock in the morning, blazing hot at 0500. In the winter, it is pitch black by 4:30. Well, maybe we can find...
Oh, I don't like that at all.
In the winter, it would... Well, Dana, that's the way it is right now. When, you know, on December 21st, the shortest day of the year... Yeah. You'll recall it was dark outside at 4:30. I mean, I'd prefer we spring forward and keep that one, whatever that is. Thank you, North Dakota, for leading the charge. Too much of a good thing apparently is a bad thing. Forget this from the New York Post. Forget fear of missing out. The latest anxiety-inducing trend is FOBO, or fear of a better option.
Oh, I like that.
In other words, people are constantly ruminating on the what if. Patrick McGinnis, an author and a venture capitalist who coined the term FOBO, described the phenomenon as the anxiety that something better will come along.
Like you shouldn't make plans to do A because you don't want to be left out of B?
Or don't date A because,
if something better comes up,
Lady B or Guy B might come along. He described the phenomenon as the anxiety that something better will come along, which makes it undesirable to commit to existing choices when making a decision. It is so serious that he has labeled it the evil brother of FOMO. This specifically refers to decisions where there are perfectly acceptable options in front of us, yet we struggle to choose just one. An affliction of abundance, he says.
Which is, by the way, not a good sign in the professional world, in your personal life, all of the above. Just pick one.
Maybe the best option is literally the one sitting right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend of mine who says, never live in the what if. You have to live in the what is.
So don't think, what if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Just be thankful
that they are in the Super Bowl.
Are there, and they have won twice.
Well, I think normally he uses it in a different way, but... For example,
that's how I read it.
The doctor calls you with some concerning test results and they need you to come back in. Don't go to the what if. Stay in the what is.
Now, what if those test results tell you that?
The what is they're trying to kill me and there's something wrong. That is the what is.
Your doctor is trying to kill you?
Yes. You are. It is bad. We need you to call us. That is a horrible example.
We do have that story in the stack.
That is a horrible example.
Oh, the guy with
exam.
The brain tumor?
Yeah.
Bad. What if the diagnosis is Chiefs derangement syndrome?
I think that is the diagnosis, Sam, unless you live here.
Has football got you down? Are you experiencing uncontrollable rage every time Patrick Mahomes makes a play? Are you screaming the league is rigged before the game even starts? Do you have an irrational, unexplained hatred for pop stars? If so... you may be suffering from a rare but serious condition called Chiefs Derangement Syndrome. But don't worry, help is here. Introducing Krylenol, the first FDA-approved treatment for Chiefs Derangement Syndrome, or CDS. Krylenol works fast to help you accept reality that maybe the Chiefs are just better. Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. The refs don't miss the call. Your team's just undisciplined. And Andy Reid is simply better than your head coach. With Krylenol, you'll finally be able to enjoy football again, even if it means watching the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again. Side effects may include accepting Mahomes as the GOAT, refraining from tweeting hashtag NFL is rigged, developing a sudden respect for Travis Kelce, reduced blood pressure when Taylor Swift appears on screen, and an uncontrollable urge to watch Super Bowl highlights. Do not take Krylenol if you're a lifelong Bills, Bengals, or Raiders fan. Side effects may be irreversible. Ask your doctor if Krylenol is right for you. Get back to loving football again. Krylenol, because the Chiefs aren't going anywhere, and neither is your pain.
Have they put out the map yet?
How great is that?
Of which states are cheering for which teams?
It's all of the states
Sunday.
Not cheering for us,
well,
except us.
In fact, because the Eagles have also been good the last few years, they have put the map out. There's a little tiny dot that's green. There's a little tiny dot that's red. And everything else is gray, not watching.
Okay.
Which we all know is not going to be the truth.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm looking it up here. Which states are cheering for which teams in the Super Bowl?
I guarantee you it's 99% against the Chiefs. You
so
know.
So now you're in.
Well, no, I am tired of fighting it because everywhere you turn, it's an extreme irrational dislike for our team. Irrational.
You didn't believe Sam and me when we told you that about 2 months ago.
Like, when did this start? This awfulness against everybody here. And they
were
like,
it is hatred.
Where's
well, maybe you need a prescription for Krylenol.
That's right. They hate us.
Because
they
hate
us. That's right.
Okay. When was this?
By the way, Dana, just saw your repost about Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem.
So
was that
good.
Last year or the year before?
That was the one in Vegas.
So
nope. Go back. That was the other one, I think.
Would you want to ever do the national anthem again after that performance? Because you know you can't live up to it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can live up to the Stapleton performance. I really don't.
The performer this year is Kendrick Lamar, right?
He's the halftime performer.
That's what I
yes.
meant. The halftime.
Yeah.
Who's doing the national anthem?
Batiste? Baptiste? John?
Chappelle Roan?
Batiste. John Batiste. That is who is doing it.
I'm going to show my age. I don't even know who that is.
He is an American musician, composer, and TV personality.
Good.
He is 38 years old.
Oh, by the way, Your Honor.
I told you. I hate saying I told you, but I told you.
Oh, when he kicks the juror off the jury.
Are you almost done?
We're getting close.
Okay.
I was on the edge of my seat last night.
It is
so good.
I think Bryan Cranston is one of the greatest actors of our time.
I didn't know that he was on Seinfeld.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Not a lot.
I'm not saying
just
he wasn't.
Just a couple guest appearances.
Yeah.
But I was watching some Seinfeld bloopers this morning on Reels, and one of them was Jerry Seinfeld and Cranston. And he's very funny. But in Your Honor, it's a very serious movie. He's a judge. Wow. Finally last night, I'm like, turn it off. We're going to bed. I cannot watch another episode. Dan has the news coming up in just a moment. Don't forget to check out our podcast. You can find the Dana Parks podcast anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.